From beer to water, in Eureka Springs, a crew of teenage students at Clear Springs School has built a pair of lake-worthy skiffs in their woodworking class. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich says the skiffs are going to be placed into public use.
Arkansas craftsman Doug Stowe has been teaching a crew of 10 Clear Springs School high school students how to build skiffs in his wood shop on the school campus in Eureka Springs.
Well, a skiff is an oar-powered work boat, and they're used all over the world.
Students are undertaking this as a math project, Stowe says, using precise measures to fabricate each skiff.
It's 11 foot 6, and it's about 38 inches wide, and it will carry 5 people.
The exterior sheathing is constructed with marine plywood and locally grown catalpa for the transoms and white oak for the stem and keel. Adhesives, caulk, and ring shank bronze nails hold the skiffs together. Oar locks were drilled and secured into place. Too large for this shop, the skiffs were built inside the Eureka Springs School of the Arts woodworking studio on Highway 62 West. Cyrano Mahurin, 17, a senior, says skiff construction was a feat of engineering.
A lot of it is just tension and scarf joints. And Doug taught us how to do that before we started.
The wood had to be bent, attached to the stem, and then bent around the mid-frame, and then attached to the transom. And so it takes its shape from those three points, the mid-frame, the transom, and the stem.
The skiffs had to be intensely sanded, then painted, says 17-year-old Osric Maisi.
I'd say my favorite part of making the boat was probably planing everything flush and just finishing it up, getting it looking nice.
15-year-old Lila Mahurin and Lucy Smith, 17, say skiff building tasks were evenly divided.
Our group, we made our own boat, and it was really cool. We split up things we did. We all took turns. It was really fun. I never thought that I would like making a boat. I was not very excited, but then when we started, it was really fun, and I enjoyed it.
Matt Newcomb, 16, says the skiff required a lot of detailing.
So we're a little tedious, like getting it all the edges flush without taking off bits of nails and ruining equipment.
No tools were ruined. Several weeks later, we meet up again with the crew, this time at Lake Leatherwood, the city's 1,600-acre park, which features a pretty 100-acre lake just west of town, for the virgin voyage of the Clear Springs skiffs. The boats are offloaded onto shore for rowing lessons first. The big new wooden oars are unwieldy.
Hannah Youngblood, and I'm about to row the boat.
On the rocks? On the dirt?
Yes.
Life vests are given out while safety instructor Juanita Kreider, who will accompany the skiffs by paddleboard, gives guidance.
Okay, you guys, everybody has on their life jackets, and we've checked them to make sure that they're tight enough. The main thing that I want to talk about with the water is that if you fall in the water or your boat sinks, the main thing is to stay calm and to not try to get back in the boat. I'm going to be out there in a stand-up paddleboard, which has a lot of space, so I'll be kind of...
Finally, after a half hour of orientation, the skiffs are hoisted into the water for launch. Preparing to board, skiff builder Lila Mahurin says she's amazed.
It's crazy and surreal. I don't feel like this is actually happening.
Mahurin, along with Hannah Youngblood and Lucy Smith, step into the cold shallows this sunny afternoon, then gingerly into their boat.
There you go.
My God.
Gradually walking out. Okay.
Oh, my God, no.
This is scary.
I want you to have an idea where you're going to sit.
Oh, okay.
And who's going to row.
Do we have enough life jackets?
We're going to row.
It's floating, guys. Okay.
Guys! We're on the boat. Oh, my God! Woo!
We board the Ozarks at Large kayak to trail both skiffs, Osric Maisi and Cyrano Mahurin, in Book 2, discover a leak.
We got one right here on the left side.
Around the edge on the bottom. Yeah. I guess it wasn't sealed enough. There's two of them. It's considerable. The other's pretty small.
So how are you going to fix it?
Sikaflex, just get some in there and then probably paint over it again.
It's the adhesive we use to seal most of the boat together. It's totally waterproof. Got to remain calm on a boat.
Did you choose a color?
Yeah. Yes.
It's not done. The paint is not done. We still got a few more layers to do. We just ran out of time.
We got some beige on the inside. Then we've got a gray beige. Well, we like to call it grayge. And then we're going to put some, like...
It's like sea green. It's like color of the water, just like a dark green and some red trim.
Around the bottom and then red trim on the top.
In the other skiff, the girls argue who painted their boat a bright mustard yellow.
We all
Lilla
kind
is.
No, I'm not.
You picked the
Lilla.
Color.
I did not pick the color. Lucy picked the color.
I said this is an idea.
I wanted red.
And I hate red, so it was either red or yellow.
It was all of
These
us.
Playful skiff makers, however, will soon have to get serious, placing their boats into public service, collaborating with the Eureka Springs Committee to monitor the aquatic environment on this lake and other local reservoirs.
So, hey, I'm Zach Trent. I am the high school teacher at Clear Spring School. So soon we'll also be testing water quality and looking for different signs of the ecology and signs of life here on the water. So the boats are a part of a bigger study for our science block.
Trent, a math and physics instructor, will assist students with their aquatic journals and data tabulation. Parents and friends crowd the shoreline and are joined by Eureka Springs Parks and Recreation Director Justin Huss.
We just love any time we can get kids out here and connecting with nature and enjoying out here. And we got a beautiful day, much unlike most of our winter has been this year. So we're excited to see it. Excited to see these guys go out here and do a little rowing.
Both skiffs will eventually be outfitted with masts and sails and will be shared by all students at Clear Spring School for fun and science. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Pictures and more associated with this and other stories you hear on our show can be found at OzarksAtLarge.com.